smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
The wife, daughters and parents of a police officer who died after being hit by a stolen pickup truck on Merseyside have been at the scene of his murder. PC Dave Phillips was knocked down in the early hours of Monday morning. Sky's Nick Martin was there as his family left flowers.
This now is a very painful moment for her and his daughters, Abby, who is seven there, clutching a big bouquet of red flowers, being comforted by her mother. And young Sophie, just 3 years old.
Meanwhile, two women have been arrested on suspicion of assisting an offender. Two men are still being questioned on suspicion of murder. The Prime Minister says all religious schools will have to be registered and inspected. David Cameron has told the Conservative Party conference those teaching intolerance will be shut down. He's delivered a speech talking about his aim to tackle poverty, opportunity and extremism with this clear message.
If an institution is teaching children intensively, then whatever its religion, we will, like any other school, make it register so it can be inspected. And be in no doubt, if you are teaching intolerance, we will shut you down.
A report blamed poor communication and a lack of planning after 10 people were injured in a fire on a cross-channel ferry heading to Dover. Two firefighters and a member of crew suffered serious burns when the blaze broke out in the boiler room of a DFDS vessel in May last year. Investigators say firefighters and the boat staff didn't communicate properly and there was confusion over who was in charge of putting the fire out. The trial of a man accused of murdering a colleague at a rubbish tip in West Kent is underway. 44-year-old James Wallington died after suffering stab wounds at the recycling centre in North Farm Lane in March. David Squelch, who's 48 and from Maidstone Road in Paddockwood, is appearing at Canterbury Crown Court.
This is KMFM News.
Suspected pheasant poachers armed with crossbows have been spotted in Woodland near Ashford. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see pictures of the four men taken from security cameras on a private estate in Westwell. Police now want help identifying them. Complaints about police in England and Wales have reached record levels to just over 37,000 last year. Allegations range from impoliteness to claims of a lack of fairness and impartiality. The figure is an increase of 6% on the previous year and the highest since the Independent Police Complaints Commission started gathering the data in 2004.
KMFM News.
The owners of a popular Kent farm attraction have confirmed some of the animals there will be sent to slaughter when it's forced to close at the end of the month. Monk's Hill Farm near Faversham, which has been welcoming visitors for 20 years, will eventually be sold. Other animals, including alpacas and ponies, will be rehomed. The London Film Festival gets underway tonight with a movie that was partly shot in Kent. The historic dockyard in Chatham gets a starring role in Suffragette, alongside Meryl Streep and Carey Mulligan. The ropery becomes a Bethnal Green laundry in the movie. Nigel Crisp is film liaison officer at the dockyard.
It's the historic nature of the buildings and the fabric and the pattern of the buildings that really appeals to the art directors. And there's one of the key people in making these things happen.
It's out in cinemas on Monday. And Victoria Beckham insists her marriage isn't in crisis. The fashion designers told a magazine she and her husband David have nothing to prove and are strong as both partners and parents.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Gillingham's assistant boss says the players were given a talking to about their first half performance in last night's Johnston's Paint Trophy game. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Karina.
Well, they fought back from a goal down to beat Luton Town 2-1 at Priestfield, thanks to goals from Max Aymer and Bradley Dack after the break. It maintains their unbeaten home run this season. Here's David Kerslake.
It's vital that people know, well, they do know that when the teams come in, they're in for a hard game. It's always been the case here at Gillingham, and we've had a good start. And we aim to keep that going as long as possible.
Elsewhere, England captain Wayne Rooney looks to be a major doubt for Friday's Euro 2016 qualifier against Estonia at Wembley. The Manchester United striker missed full training this morning and it's believed he won't be risked if he isn't 100% fit. Rooney picked up a knock in Sunday's Premier League defeat at Arsenal. Roy Hodgson's side have already qualified for next year's tournament. And in tennis, Heather Watson will lose her status as Britain's top-ranked female tennis player to Johanna Konta after going out in the first round of the Wuhan Open in China. She was beaten in three sets by Yelena Yankovic, 6-3, 2-6, 6-3. Konta plays Victoria Azarenka tomorrow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.